Sunday Drive Home, the podcast, episode 2. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller here, pastor of St. Paul and Jesus Deaf Lutheran Church, Austin, Texas. Answering questions. Here's a short one. Answering the question, why is the long catechism shorter than the small catechism? That's a good question. It shouldn't be so complicated. It's a great question. Here's the thoughts on it. Hey, Wednesday Drive to Wendy's. I got an email this morning that said, hey, Pastor, why is the small catechism like 700 pages long and the large catechism 160? Does it make sense? It's a good question. That shouldn't be that good of a question, but it's actually kind of a tricky question, but this is a nice thing. So let's get into it. What do we mean when we say catechism? It's just the basic Christian instruction. That's what we should say. It comes from an old Greek word that means according to the echo, and it was a way of teaching by asking questions and answering them. So that form of question and answer, the going all the way back, was the catechism way. But the basic idea is, what are the very basics of the faith? If you ask me, if you say, hey, what did Luther mean by the word catechism? I think that what Luther meant was just the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and the Lord's Prayer. Those are the three basic texts of the Christian faith. So Luther's small catechism was Luther's explanation to those three parts, plus the Bible passages on baptism and the Lord's Supper and an explanation of the two sacraments, and then a little discussion of the Office of the Keys, which was added a little bit later. That makes up the six chief parts: Ten Commandments, Creed, Lord's Prayer, baptism, confession, absolution, and Lord's Supper. Then table of duties, daily prayers for in the church, and things like that. And when that was published, that was Luther's small catechism. It was published apparently on like a sheet of newspaper. It was like a poster. And still, when you just have the small catechism, it's just a little booklet. It's not that long. But when we talk about the small catechism now, you'll notice that the 700-page thing you're asking about, it's called the small catechism with explanation. So it has the Ten Commandments and the Creed and Lord's Prayer. Then it has Luther's explanation of those things. And then it has a big section that was written by a committee that has all these questions and answers about all this different stuff. So there was one that was from 1941, and then there was one from 1986, and then they just published one in like 2012 or 17 or something. I can't keep track of all these things. And so the extra, when you look at the small catechism with explanation is like an onion with all these layers. So the basic part is just those texts: Ten Commandments, Creed, Lord's Prayer. Then Luther adds a little bit, and then the committees, to make it a helpful instruction, add the explanation part. All that stuff comes later. Okay? Now, the large catechism, okay, so let's go back to this. So when Luther published a small catechism, it's just a few pages. It had posters and images and stuff like this. But it comes out of an important time in the life of the Reformation. So visitation. They were trying to figure out how to be Lutheran. You know, the Catholic Church sort of said, well, you guys want to be a church? Do your thing. And so they're trying to figure out how to do seminary. They're trying to figure out how to train pastors. They're trying to figure out how to do all this sort of stuff. So they go and they visit. Luther and a bunch of the theologians go around to visit all the different churches. And they go out there. You can read what Luther thought about this in the preface to the large catechism and to the small catechism. It's just, basically, here's a quote from Luther's preface. He says, "Good Lord, what misery." We went out to check on the churches, and the only thing the people have learned is how to master the fine art of abusing their Christian freedom. So we got to give them something to teach. And so out of that kind of moment in the Reformation, three things happened. Number one, Luther preached a series of sermons on the basic parts of the catechism: Ten Commandments, Creed, Lord's Prayer. Two, Luther adapted those sermons into what's now called the Large Catechism. So the Large Catechism is Luther taking those sermons and making them into an essay to help teach the basic parts of the catechism. And then, as Luther was doing this work, he condensed it down into very simple message, and that became the Small Catechism. So officially, I think the Large Catechism was actually written before the Small, but it's the Large Catechism is the catechism in essay sermon form. And the small catechism is the catechism dehydrated, just boiled down to a one-sentence nugget. So while Luther in the large catechism might preach for 5 pages on what idolatry is and what the first commandment means, in the small catechism it says, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. That's that. So it's really nice to have those together, the small catechism and the large catechism. A lot of people have studied the small catechism with explanation for their confirmation, but it's wonderful to read the large catechism. That's what's riding around in the back seat. That right there is Luther's large catechism. It's a really great thing to have. You can download this thing for free from the website, wolfmuller.co/large catechism. So that is why the small catechism is bigger than the large catechism. Thanks. Great question. This is expensive. I forgot to mention that I'm trying an experiment of turning the Sunday drive home or the Wednesday drive to Wendy's into a podcast. So I'll put the link in the description and you guys can tell me if that's a worthwhile experiment. Oh, and also, you know, download the large catechism and let me know what you think. It's free, or you can buy it for like $5. So let me know what you think about the large catechism. It's the best book written outside of the Bible, in my humble opinion. All right, take care. Thanks for being a podcast listener. This started out as a YouTube thing, seeing what happens on the old podcast. All the information is at wolfmuller.co. And don't forget to subscribe to the free weekly, free weekly email called Wednesday Whatnot. You can find that at wolfmuller.co/Wednesday. Wednesday Whatnot. It's what I'm finding interesting. I think you'll find interesting too. And thanks for being part of the fun. Stay tuned for the next episode. God's peace be with you.